Good morning, this is Ari and Tasha with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, there are at least twice as many on-street parking spaces than cars in some Brisbane suburbs. This is evidence of the city's emotional attachment to parking, one researcher has claimed, in a call for an eventual ban on curbside parking. Restrictions in inner-city suburbs such as West End, Hurston and Taringa require residents and their visitors to apply for curbside parking permits, costing $18.10 a year. And outside of Brisbane's inner suburbs, the overwhelming majority of on-street parking is unrestricted. The council is reviewing parking in low-medium density areas close to public transport and shops, with a final plan expected to be adopted soon.
In September 2026, settlement expected to be made for a lot under Story Bridge close to Kangaroo Point. The space, a car park for 4EB, a Brisbane ethnic radio station, has plans to be converted into an inner-city sports hub. It's expected to have several dedicated courts for pickleball, also known as paddle, which is a game with elements of tennis and squash. Supposedly, it is a game from overseas growing in popularity akin to handball. Locations for it have been already coming up in Holland Park, Toowong, Sunnybank, and Runcorn. The space is in the process of being bought by real estate agency House of Krug through the Ethnic Broadcast Association of Queensland. House of Krug owner Courtney Caulfield has said, quote, "Simon and I live in the area and we would like to contribute to the community. Paddle is one of the fastest growing sports in the world and has 42% more members year on year. It's actually crazy," unquote.
In national news, a new Adelaide University study finds that purebred dingoes contain some domestic dog genetics. Among the 300 animals tested, an average of almost 12% of the dingo's DNA came from domestic dogs. Greg Mifsud, a National Wild Dog Management Coordinator with the Invasive Species Council, welcomed the findings of the new study, but he said that they did not come as a surprise. The result of this work shows, as we thought previously, that there is a broad spectrum of the level of interbreeding between domestic dogs and dingoes across the country, Mr. Mifsud said. He said, regardless of genetic composition of dingoes, livestock need protection from predation.
Residents in the rural New South Wales town of Colliambilly will be without Optus services for close to 2 weeks, but the town was not told about the planned Optus outage. On Monday, service to around 250 residents in the town of just over 1,000 people was cut without warning. Local resident Lorraine Withers said that she was stressed about being uncontactable with her doctor, stating that phones are our lifeline out here. Ms. Withers said that the only communication she got from Optus was a text a few months prior stating that there could be some disruptions this week. She said there was nothing to suggest a total outage lasting more than a week. Optus has apologized to the community, but with so many vital services in the town relying on the telco service, residents say that they feel like they're being forgotten. Optus has said that it'll waive service fees for the month.
In international news, it's been 2 years since a Singapore Airlines flight hit horror turbulence. The flight from London's Heathrow to Singapore on May 21, 2024, hit an unexpected updraft over southwest Myanmar, propelling it higher and faster before a rapid plunge. Singapore Airlines Flight 321 landed in Bangkok with one passenger dead and scores injured, including 13 Australians. Investigators still have no definitive explanation of what went wrong. The pilot said that there was nothing ominous on the radar, a claim investigators could not specifically review or test. However, later meteorological data statements from four other flight crews in the area indicated that there was widespread weather. Singapore Airlines sincerely apologized to all passengers and crew members on board flight SQ321 for their traumatic experience, and the safety and well-being of SIA passengers and staff are the top priority.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people.